For rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends.
Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Panther girls basketball team on their qualification for the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnekins, inviting you to join me, along with former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler, for complete coverage of the Panthers' trip to Green Bay. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and tip-off of the Panthers' Division IV state semifinal against St. Mary Catholic will be at 8:15. Coverage from the WYAA Girls Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Security Financial Bank, Advent Health of Durand, Bauerbilt Tire and Service Center, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and our streaming audio being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand. Good luck, Lady Panthers, at the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The realities of an ongoing trade war playing out from Wall Street to Main Street. Stocks plummeting to new lows today as concerns grow over President Trump's rolling tariffs. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has been talking with business owners.
They say it's just not possible to stay in business and continue to pay these tariffs without making customers pay something higher. They also tell me they don't have an alternative. They can't just turn around and start producing things here in the United States because things cost more to produce in Mexico. Either the manufacturing facilities aren't here or the supplies aren't here.
In Ontario, lawmakers announcing reciprocal tariffs on U.S. electricity.
1.5 million Americans in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their power from Canada, which is now adding a 25% surcharge onto electricity that goes to the U.S.
ABC Sherry Preston, Ontario's premier, calling for an end to the trade war. This is ABC News. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition remains stable and doctors have lifted what they called his guarded prognosis. The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized for more than 3 weeks. The Vatican knocking down questions about whether the Pope will step down. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is at the Vatican.
There's no indication that Pope Francis is going to resign. That is completely not on the table at all and not talked about here in the Vatican at all. I think it's important to underline that, you know, Pope Francis is confined to his hospital room for now. There's no indication of when he might hopefully be discharged from hospital, but he is still working from his hospital room, according to the Vatican. He has been joining Vatican business and meetings via video link.
In Florida today, officials say a tornado touched down near Sanford. Seminole County authorities say one house collapsed. No reports of injuries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 30 to the low 30s. Sunshine returns tomorrow and cooler, highs in the mid-40s. But 50s return Wednesday, 60s Thursday, even 70s Friday. Showers and storms and windy Friday, rain to snow and blustery Saturday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 65 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers is proposing a $4.1 billion capital budget that calls for more than $3.8 billion in new borrowing. The bulk of the Democratic governor's plan includes nearly $1.6 billion for work at universities of Wisconsin campuses. Gun violence in Milwaukee over the weekend. Two men, ages 19 and 26, were shot and killed on Sunday at a park. A third 19-year-old man, believed to be involved, arrived at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed a man in a Saturday afternoon standoff. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said investigators are trying to determine whether the suspect pointed his weapon at or fired at officers prior to being shot and killed. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Things are getting even cheaper at Fleet Farm during Chick Days, March 6th through the 12th. We've got the most popular poultry breeds, all at the best prices guaranteed. Plus, get great deals on other chickening needs too, like 20% off Little Giant feeders and waterers. 40 pounds of NatureWise protein crumble is on sale for $16.99. And Kamek and Tamarack boots for the coop are all 25% off. Eggers, Leghorns, Reds. Now's the best time to get them during Fleet Farm Chick Days.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand, and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. The Durand Park Board met recently to talk about the possibility of remodeling the Banda Shell at Memorial Park. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says with the city so focused on the Tarrant Park pool, it was a good idea to look at other park needs in the city.
The one thing with our parks is we've spent a lot of time on the pool over the last number of years to talk about what else we're going to do there. You know, the Durand Improvement Group has been raising funds about possibly remodeling the band shell and or replacing it or doing whatever we're going to do. Again, no decisions were made, but the conversation is continuing about that.
The band shell will turn 100 years old this year. La Crosse police are investigating a shooting that took place on the north side and left one person hurt. That shooting took place on Saturday. When officials arrived on the scene, they found one person who was shot and transported them to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In a press release, police say that it was an isolated incident. The shooting remains under investigation, and anyone in the area is asked to review their security camera footage. And if they see anything suspicious, they were encouraged to contact police. Winona State University will have to do without a $1.1 million grant designed to promote civic engagement. The U.S. Department of Defense terminated the award late last month. That grant was awarded last August under the Biden administration. The university had started work this fall with a series of events on promoting civility through dialogue. The school had also launched an internship program and was planning a speaker series later this spring. A new weather forecasting tool will help farmers manage crop diseases. A University of Wisconsin professor of plant pathology explains BitCast. It's a tool that communicates risk value based on temperatures and moisture in the air. Farmers are always concerned over blight. Blight, a fungus-like water mold, which can kill the plant in 10 days. That mainly impacts tomatoes and potatoes, but can be managed with fungicides. The tool will allow farmers to manage potential losses of crops, overspraying, labor, and extra fuel costs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Durand, Arkansas girls basketball team is headed to the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay after defeating McDonald Central 41-26 Saturday night in Altoona. Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen said he's happy for the team and proud of the Durand community for supporting the basketball program.
As a coach, you just couldn't be happier for them. You couldn't be more proud of this community and the way they show up to games. The way they pack every single gym every time they get there, the kind of hysteria of getting there as early as possible to be in line for the gym.
The Panthers will face St. Mary Catholic in the WYAA Division IV state semifinal game on Thursday evening. WRDN will have coverage of that game on Thursday. One person was rescued after falling through the ice in Eau Claire Sunday afternoon. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, firefighters were called to Bronze Bay Pavilion at 1:30 Sunday on a report of a person in the water. First responders used an ice rescue craft and brought the person to shore. Authorities are reminding everyone that ice conditions are rapidly changing and are hazardous due to the warmer weather. Hospital Sisters Health Systems is announcing investments in two Green Bay hospitals. Almost 1 year after closing two hospitals here in western Wisconsin, the hospital says it's using $270 million to expand and remodel St. Mary's and St. Vincent hospitals. CEO Bob Erickson said the health system is making a commitment in Green Bay and will be there for a long time. The HSHS closed Sacred Heart and St. Joseph's hospitals last March, leaving 1,400 workers without jobs. It cited operational and financial stresses as reason for the closures. Dairy farmers and processors in Wisconsin will be receiving promised reimbursements under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative grant program. The funding was held up by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, was released after intervention by groups including the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which had called on members of Congress to release the funds that they had voted to approve. According to a press release from the office of 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, the funding was released by USDA Friday afternoon. The pause to the program, which helps businesses use targeted grants to grow and develop new dairy products, had caused uncertainty to 420 grant applicants. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand.
At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The Wisconsin DNR is looking for volunteers for a rare plant program. The community-based science program will allow enthusiasts to conduct surveys for rare plants all over Wisconsin. The program is Wisconsin's largest source of rare plant data. Information collected by volunteers is used to assist plant population trends during state and national conservation efforts. Volunteers will be taught how to accurately estimate populations, assess habitat conditions, and use GPS to locate rare plant populations. Since 2013, volunteers have checked on the health and size of rare native plant populations in nearly every county in the state. More information is available on the DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Three in a row for C-Bell. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, March 28th through the 30th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Christopher Bell beat Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Denny Hamlin to the checkers Sunday in the second closest finish in Phoenix Raceway history. The win was Bell's third consecutive NASCAR Cup Series victory, a record in the next-gen car era.
Three straight is it's surreal. And I'm so proud of all of the mechanics, the engineers, Adam, the pit crew members, everybody on this 20 car. And what you're seeing is everybody pulling the rope in the same direction, everybody doing their job to the best of their abilities. And this is what I knew could come out of this team.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Packers made their first move in free agency, agreeing to a four-year deal with 49ers starting free agent guard Aaron Banks. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Signing reportedly allows the Packers to move Elgton Jenkins to center to allow the former Notre Dame standout to play the left guard spot. The move all but assures the Packers will not re-sign free agent center Josh Myers. Banks has been a three-year starter at left guard for the 49ers, considered one of their top performers on the offensive line. Green Bay Phoenix women ran their win streak to 21 straight games today. They knocked off Robert Morris 67-53 in the Horizon League Tournament semifinals. They'll take on the winner of the other semifinal between Cleveland State and Purdue Fort Wayne in tomorrow's championship game. Wisconsin's loss to Penn State on Saturday dropped them six spots from 12th to 18th in this week's AP Top 25. They dropped two spots to 14th in the coaches' poll. Marquette falls from 20 to 25 in the writers' poll, 20 to 23 in the coaches' poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report black bear den locations as part of its black bear litter and diet survey. I'll tell you more about the research and how you can participate when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Black Bear Den survey season is winding down, and the Wisconsin DNR is encouraging the public to submit any den locations they find across the Badger State in order to help with the ongoing bear research. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey is evaluating black bear reproductive rates in the state, and it's looking to improve the accuracy of the state's black bear population model. Researchers are investigating a connection between the consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. If you're afield and spot a black bear den, the DNR encourages you to maintain a safe distance of about 30 yards and report the following information. GPS coordinates, get a photo of the den, ideally showing it in relation to its surroundings, describe the site and surrounding area, and provide any information on bear activity near the site. For more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Black Bear Study. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 30 to the low 30s. Sunshine returns tomorrow and cooler, highs in the mid-40s. But 50s return Wednesday, 60s Thursday, even 70s Friday. Showers and storms and windy Friday, rain to snow and blustery Saturday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115.
It's 65 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets took an interesting trade. No surprise that tariff chatter is still a part of the discussion, but so is the way the stock market and the dollar are trading. We'll also take a look at some of the factors weighing in with the WASDE report, and as the dollar, of course, weighed in with the higher cattle market as well. Lots that we will unpack today with Sam Hudson. Sam is with Corn Belt Marketing. So I think we just got to start and talk about the things we don't normally focus on heavily, and that would be, Sam, the stock market. We don't look at that a lot, but it's weighing in a little bit of action on our trade today.
It is, and I don't know if it's necessarily the main driver, but the reason it's down is the same reason we see most of our markets trading the way they are, at least of late. You know, we came into the month of March here with a lot of selling taking place. Of course, we had built up a lot of fund length there, particularly in the corn market, really since the end of December, beginning of the year, with the steady rally that we had seen. And now we've really taken the edge off there. If you look at some of the broad-based selling that's gone on, we'll start actually with the corn market. When you look at fund length there, I mean, we were up to 360,000 plus or minus, I think, at one point here just a few weeks ago, and now down to around 200,000 is that current estimate based on last week's numbers. And so that quick reduction in exposure on their end is pretty abrupt in a short amount of time, and it happens right ahead of when we're supposed to be seeing some spring activity and spring numbers from USDA here at the end of the month on acres, and we continue to see sales beat their pace, and saw another flash sale this morning. And so I think that's almost a conundrum here, is with those concerns, we've sent some of these prices lower, flat price in particular. And if we start to attract even more demand, that provides potentially even more risk down the road if we keep whittling this carry out down. And I think you'll see that tomorrow.
So from a dollar perspective, I mean, we know that has some ebb and flows within our market trade, but there too, just like the stock market, there was some strong discussion going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're actually seeing a little bit of a bounce in the dollar here today. But if you look at where it is compared to where we were just a few weeks ago here, we've seen a considerable decline there. And that happens at a good time for us, really. It may be bad, some of the reasons why we've been seeing it take place. But from a demand standpoint, it's right during Brazil's harvest. They're planting their safrinha corn crop. And so we remain competitive at a time where there's more and more concern about what northern hemisphere weather is going to look like this spring and how that southern hemisphere weather is going to finish.
All right. What other factors do we look at? Tariff chatter as well. You know, that's always going to, until we figure something out, is always going to seem to have a bit of a hold on this grain complex.
Well, it is. And, we started with the equities and how it was, sort of affecting that and spilling over into how it affects the grains. Those canola tariffs that China put on Canada is affecting trade here with a limit down trade in that canola market. Between that conversation we had earlier this morning and now, I kind of looked that up just to get a refresh on some of those canola numbers, because we don't typically look at those all that often. But, if you got 2 million acres or so in Dakotas and or in the northern U.S. in general where this is planted, you almost wonder if this could provide a knee-jerk reaction if it's lasting to switch some acres. We continue to see support in that corn market. We should continue to see that around the 450 mark, at least for now. And, this is something to talk about as we go into spring with the base prices, the way they're looking, and as poor as a crop of soybeans look. So those that could have some flexibility there, you almost wonder if we see some switching. And Mother Nature obviously is going to have to provide no matter what to get this done.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, Sam, because, we don't talk a lot about canola because it is growing farther north than where we are at, but it just shows that the tariff chatter and what happened to Canada is going to have an effect on what we see here in the States.
It certainly can. And we saw this during COVID to a certain degree, during the first trade war, just how supply chains, domestically and around the globe, see that chatter and those problems, really. And then the issue is that it's so efficient. And so when you throw a knot in it, it really can jumble things up. And when you think about it in relation to our markets, though, I believe those tariffs that China put on Canada, I think the total business between canola and peas on what they did that on is about $1 billion in last year's trade. And so it's not a huge, huge, market. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of spillover problems, but that just goes to show when you get into those smaller markets that have less space and less depth to them, the knee jerk that it can create. And again, with our acreage story going on, the timing is peculiar because if this is lasting, at least for the short term, you could see some decisions made because of it.
I was just going to ask, how much is that going to weigh in? I mean, we'd already heard chatter weeks ago about the corn versus bean acre issues that might be popping up. What do you see that, and how does that all kind of affect the bigger picture as we get closer to spring planting?
Well, one of the things I've noticed, and you know, if you said the canola market was going to stay down, I mean, most of those acres are in North Dakota. I don't know how much that's switchable. If we're planting 2 million of them, you know, maybe you could switch a half a million at most, something like that. But I think the bigger issue that we're seeing across the Midwest that I'm noticing is as these crop insurance decisions are being made, you had a pretty lofty base price. And in areas where they've built their APHs up quite a lot over the last decade, you're seeing a lot of interest in getting a floor under that production to protect that APH value. If you got 250 bushel corn in a 470 base price, it gives you a little bit of more confidence with that backstop to go ahead and seed it if you're looking to make a change there, versus soybeans, there really is nothing to lean on and really no attractive picture. Now, long term, maybe that's a blessing in disguise because we plant fewer acres of them, but that's, you know, something you don't figure out until at least June.
Do we see any surprises coming at us with the WASDE report tomorrow midday?
I don't think so. You know, there's been some speculation that we could see the government jump in one way or lean one way or the other based on some of this tariff talk and trade spats, but I don't see that happening, particularly because we're so far ahead on corn demand. You look at sales, we're at least 8% ahead on sales. I believe inspections this morning were actually 9% ahead. Those are pretty wide numbers. So if you keep that pace, we're talking about adding another 200 million bushels of corn demand just on the export side. I don't think things are quite as optimistic here when you look at ethanol, especially crude oil down, you know, 80 cents to a dollar today. Doesn't help the cause for margins there. And so long term, you could see a reduction there. But right now, I think you're kind of in the corner if you're USDA. You kind of have to at least punt or whittle that carry out down to $1.5 billion and keep this market intact and make sure we do get those acres, because the worst thing you can do is not get them at all and then have a problem this summer.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got more coming up. We come back, we'll continue to dive into this report out tomorrow and a whole lot of other factors in the market. The Channel Final Bell, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network as our conversation continues with Sam Hudson. Sam, of course, is with Corn Belt Marketing. And we're talking a little bit more about this WASDE report of tomorrow, because I know that there's a lot of anticipation, maybe not as big of a report as we see from others. But as you look at the numbers and at further breakdown, overnight trade into tomorrow, is it going to be more subdued until those numbers come out?
I think so. You know, and I think what the corn market in particular has done here so far, just over the past week, is we had that major sell-off and probably got a little overdone. And now this is just a reality check. We're going to, you know, remember the balance sheet here and kind of bring ourselves back to kind of a fair value zone, at least in my opinion. And I'm one of the folks that probably has to just cast all this noise aside, at least for now, and just look at the numbers until we know something else with certainty. And at the end of the day, you know, we're still dipping corn. We saw a flash sale this morning to Japan. And like I said, you know, prior here, we're well ahead of pace. And so they really can't walk that back, at least at this point in time, unless they have a reason to, simply because there's no other place to get it if it's true. And so, and then one other note I would add to that, too, is just to keep an eye on that Brazilian safrina crop. You know, it's being planted right now. They've gotten a little drier. I would keep an eye on what that Brazilian corn number looks like tomorrow, because that's kind of your high water mark. I think we could bring that down from here. I think it's a little too late to hurt the beans, but if there's something that can still change with that southern hemisphere weather, it could be a dry finish for that corn crop.
Never a dull moment when it comes to weather in South America.
Certainly not, and it's not going to be here either. You know, we're warming up here. Actually, there's some chatter about even get some anhydrous on potentially before the end of the week here with some 65 to 70 degree temperatures and sunshine in central Illinois.
And of course, you know, then they're talking more storm systems that are set to come in, which will have an effect what we see not only in the cattle, but, you know, the anticipation of any early field work.
That's right. Yeah, it looks like, you know, what we see this week won't be lasting anyway. I think you're going to be cold and wet you know, there next week. And then towards the end of the month, we'll get those acreage numbers and probably start taking a look at what those two-week forecasts look like.
Export-wise, on numbers that came out, corn is doing pretty darn well right now.
It is. You know, I mentioned inspections, I think, around 9% ahead of pace, sales still 8%. And so, you know, it is notable that a lot of that is still unshipped. And Mexico has been a huge trade partner here. So far, they've bought you know, a lot faster than they typically did on the front end. But there again, where else are they going to get it? You know, I don't think a lot of these are are on the docket to be canceled. I think you're going to see a lot more negotiations here moving forward. It's just going to be more of a matter of timing. And we have to frame this seasonal tendency on top of all of that with weather.
All right, switch gears. Take a look at this cattle market. Obviously, live cattle did finish completely to the positive. Just the April contract down in the feeders. What is your thoughts? Can we keep that momentum, or were we just playing off of Friday's trade?
Well, I think it's a little bit off of Friday's trade, but I think you have to throw some confidence in it, and the fact that, with the equity meltdown that we're seeing, it's still holding its own. I think you had live trade $2 to $4 higher last week. As long as we can still hold the $2 mark there, you're going to see the front end pretty well supported, and the back months have done a really nice job here of late as well. And I think if there's any risk here, there's probably a lot more in that feeder market. I still think you've got the risk of sending feed prices higher again here eventually as we get into a little bit deeper into the second quarter. And if that takes place, then could take the edge off of feeders, because they're seeing something very similar that the corn did as far as fund ownership is concerned, really across the complex. And so if you need to chase them out and kind of bring that market back down to earth while we bring more Mexican cattle in, then I think that's a recipe for that to potentially take place at some point.
Is there some demand out there, though, or are we getting too worried about beef prices still getting too high?
I mean, you hate to see the the big peaks and valleys, but when you look at beef prices on the whole, it's still pretty well supported, and people are still paying for it, and you're not seeing that complete backing off. And we'll keep an eye on the specific cuts to see if there's any deviation there that suggests that. But for now, we just don't have the numbers, and until you start importing more and bring the market a little bit of breathing room, I think you're going to see this way.
Do we have a little bit of tech support going on for those hogs today?
Technical outlook hasn't looked very good for that here, at least over the last, better part of the month. But when you look at the rebound that we've seen in the last, three or four sessions, I think that, breeds a chance to stay range bound in that market. When you look at, the June in particular, I think you're going to have to hold the line there too. When you look at the live cattle market and the prices of just everything in general, I don't know how you completely break that down here until you get a little further on down the road.
All right. What's the one thing we need to think of marketing wise as we get past tomorrow's report and kind of focus on the rest of the month of March?
Well, I think for corn and soybeans, it's volatility. I think once we navigate this report tomorrow, you'll probably see a little bit of an easing there. But these headlines aren't going away at all for trade. And so the fact that we've got to trade that on top of this quarterly data, I think we should see a steady rise there. And sometimes that can provide some opportunities, from pricing models and maybe some volatility in the marketplace itself. Would not be surprised at all to see that December corn get back up and potentially retest the highs before the end of that month. And we'll see what they print, on March 31st. I would have to expect it's going to be something similar to what we saw in the Ag Outlook Forum with 94 and 84. But there again, weather can change that quite a lot, and so can price.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
800-655-3380 or cornbeltmarketing.com.
All right. Sam Hudson joining us today to give us a breakdown as to what we saw for this Monday trade. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Monday version of the Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, engineering high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Strauss.com. Biofuel advocates continue to push for more usage in cars and trucks, but they've also set their sights on a different market, fueling the massive ships that carry trade around the world. A new bill in Congress aims to make that vision a reality. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe.
Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the Ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The Renewable Fuel for Ocean-Going Vessels Act, a bipartisan piece of legislation introduced in Congress last week, is designed to incentivize the use of biofuels in the maritime sector. The bill would provide tax credits and other incentives for shipping companies that replace petroleum-based fuels with bio-based alternatives like renewable diesel or biodiesel. Proponents argue that this could open the door to a massive new market for U.S. biofuel producers, as cargo ships consume billions of gallons of fuel annually. According to industry estimates, the global maritime fuel market is over 300 million metric tons per year, or roughly 90 billion gallons. If even a fraction of that demand were met with biofuels, it could create billions of dollars in new revenue for America's renewable fuel sector and provide an important demand driver for soybean oil, corn-based ethanol derivatives, and other farm-grown inputs. Renewable fuel groups, including the Clean Fuels Alliance America and Growth Energy, have come out in support of the legislation, emphasizing its potential to expand markets for farmers and reduce greenhouse gas emissions from shipping. Critics, however, caution that the biofuel supply constraints and competition with other industries could present challenges. Representative Marionette Miller-Meeks, a Republican from Iowa and one of the bill's sponsors, said, quote, "Ocean-going cargo ships, tankers, and passenger vessels have a need for low-carbon, low-sulfur biodiesel and renewable diesel, which provides an additional market for biofuels." And this push towards new fuel sources is something the industry encourages as well, as 50% of new ship orders in 2024 were built for using alternate fuels. While the bill's fate in Congress remains uncertain, its introduction signals growing momentum for biofuels beyond just road transportation. If successful, this new piece of legislation could mark a major shift in how the world's cargo fleet is powered, and a big win for U.S. agriculture. I'll have more details on the new piece of legislation when we return.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Yes, the recently filed Renewable Fuel for Ocean-Going Vessels Act could open a massive new market for American biofuels if Congress can get it passed. As the ag industry contemplates how it can sell more farm products inside the USA, renewable fuels continue to be a path towards adding value for crops across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, making high-quality workwear for over 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 30 to the low 30s. Sunshine returns tomorrow and cooler, highs in the mid-40s. But 50s return Wednesday, 60s Thursday, even 70s Friday. Showers and storms and windy Friday, rain to snow and blustery Saturday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a sing on life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river. Stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. We'll find a little wedding chapel, a pair of rings and a preacher too. Take a gamble and say I do. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Viva Las Vegas. Sparkling lights. Dangerous living. Tumbling dives. You're my ace in the hole.
Sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude.
Right.
It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change. Cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday night, I'll be done with my third can. Cause you told
one she framed from late last spring of you and her in Florida. You're up on the ladder when it shatters into smithereens. She shakes her head, looks at you, and says, ain't you good for anything? And you say, every week has a weekend. By this time Friday, somewhere near the bottom. I was never gonna be the best, brightest guy around, but like the great George freaking Strait, I'm the king of getting unwound. And every week has a weekend. By this time Friday night, I'll be done with my third can.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Rio Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
And with a broken
insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. But I love that you love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. Love me
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To kiss and tell, it's just not my style.